Welcome everyone to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using this folder that says Light of Life on the front. And this is a Vespers setting written by our very own registrar, Bonnie Drews. Few things about the service. Most often when we have, when we pray a sung Vespers setting like this, we have a scripture reading and a non-scriptural reading that is in dialogue in some way with that biblical reading. Tonight, we will have a biblical reading, and then we'll have a choir anthem that is in dialogue with it. So that is a little twist on a familiar theme there. If you will look at the back page, you will see prayer at night, and then it says or, and then it says Lord's Prayer. Prayer at night there is a paraphrase and interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And you will be invited to pray the prayer at night. It's an opportunity to hear the Lord's Prayer with perhaps new eyes and new ears. If you are not comfortable in any way with the prayer at night, you're welcome to pray the more traditional translation of the Lord's Prayer there at the bottom. Our service will end tonight, instead of the sung blessing, which is at the very end, the last thing on the booklet, we will be singing a different sung blessing of farewell for Emily Vomaka, who has been our village musician for the past year and will be leaving the village on Saturday. And so we will have that sung prayer at that point in the service, at the very end for Emily. And the music for that sung prayer is also on the table near the burning candle where you came in. And before our service begins tonight, we will have a short prelude with recorder. Thank you.
prophet Joel writes, "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love."
Behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Turn us again, O God of salvation. Let your face may shine on us. May your justice shine like the sun. And may the
Let us pray. Gracious God, you come to us as Jesus, the light of the world. You drive away the darkness, and you invite us to walk in the clear light of your word. Grant us the faith this day to see where you would bring healing and wholeness in our world, in our community, and in ourselves. And lift us to follow where you will lead. Amen.
God have mercy, wrong I do.
A reading from Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also, he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Proclaims your greatness, O God. My
Writes this to the church. The Spirit helps us, interceding in ways that words cannot express. God searches our hearts and leads us in prayer and in accordance with God's will. Holy God, we pray for peace throughout the world. Give us an eye to see our neighbor as you love them. Let your word be something that reveals the possibilities of forgiveness. Show us how we can be your peacemakers, and give us the courage to follow in that path.
Oh God of love, hear our prayer.
God of abundance, our whole lives are gifts from you, opportunities and resources of which we are your stewards. Free us from the false hope that comes in trusting what we seem to own. Give us hearts that will trust in your providence and the willingness to share our abundance of wealth and grace with those who live in poverty of riches or spirit. God of grace, your greatness is shown most wholly in bringing freedom from those things which bind us in body or in spirit. Let your peace be known in rich and healing ways to all who suffer from sickness, despair, loneliness, or depression. God of all power, we pray for those in positions of authority, for those who govern our communities, our nation, and all places around this world. Inspire people and leaders to hunger for righteousness, to thirst for mercy, and to work for the wholeness of all people.
Oh God of love,
receive our prayers and our hopes, O God, and fill us with the risen life of Jesus the Christ.
Amen, amen, amen.
We pray together the prayer at night. Eternal Spirit, life-giver, pain-bearer, love-maker, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will.